Hi, Michael.
The number range in the kidneys, what is it? Normally that's what, about 160 or 180 when you're
are
young?
You are you talking about the creatinine, the BUN, those normal,
yeah,
those ranges?
Yeah, the creatinine.
Yeah. I'd have to look at the lab form, but I think you're about right.
Okay. So if it goes down, how far can it go before you, what sensation or what do you realize when you actually have damaged kidneys?
Okay. In those cases, sir, the number rises. It's a test that's done on the blood, and if that creatinine or another one called BUN, good grief, finally I have an answer for you. If either one of those starts going high, then you've got slightly damaged kidneys, and the higher it goes, the more damaged they are. BUN for blood urea nitrogen, and creatinine is the other one. And when they go high, we don't like that. Now, there's another test you might want to be aware of. It's called urinary microalbumin. And what that describes is the tiniest particle of albumin that exists in our bloodstreams. And so just a little teeny bit of that leaks out all the time when we're younger. But if our kidneys are damaged, more and more of it starts to leak out. And that's the why I like that. The reason I like that test the best for seeing if our kidneys are damaged, because it'll tell you, oh, good grief, look at all this stuff leaking out, and it shouldn't. Or it'll tell you, no, you're not leaking much. Now, that's not to say that the other two tests, the BUN and creatinine, are bad tests. It's just that I like the microalbumin better because it really tells you what the damage is doing insofar as allowing stuff to leak through the kidneys that shouldn't.
Oh, I see. Well, now, as your kidneys get bad, what does a person feel? He has no energy or he...
No, not necessarily, sir. That's the trouble. Sometimes the first sign of it is on those blood tests, because those blood tests are commonly done as part of an overall screening panel, and the doctor will say, look at that, and the person will say, gee, I didn't know that. I was feeling okay. So, no, until the kidney damage is pretty bad, most people don't feel much from it. Now,
didn't you mention some person about the three R's?
Yes. Those are three things that start with R. That they're all botanicals that Dr. Lampson and I had some people with early kidney failure use, and all of them pulled out of early kidney failure. And so if you go to PubMed, which is National Library of Medicine, and put in my last name and Dr. Lampson, Lamson,
okay,
his last name, and you put in kidney, and the article abstract will come up, sir.
But then the baking soda, this is something else you advise, isn't it?
Oh, since the research came out, I surely do. It's so inexpensive, and it was so well proven by research. You bet, sir. You've been listening.
So how much of that? Teaspoon?
It's a teaspoon and as much water or as little water as you want. Take it to bedtime. Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you, Doctor. You've been a big help.